Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Podcast Live, the early edition, as we count us down into round 25. Rounds to go, let's go!
Just done it from nowhere.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And I am joined, as always, by the rock solid man himself, the ever present Luke Roddison, here in spirit, body, and soul. How are you, mate?
Thank you, mate. Quite the intro. I am all those things. You're absolutely right. Accused of some other things on our Wednesday night Patreon show, but still here.
Well, we'll keep that one to the patrons, I reckon. Let's not get flagged on YouTube. But how are you, mate?
I'm good.
We're starting a bit early today, and that's because we are pretty ordinary planners. Because we have a bit of a double date night with the better halves tonight. Little cute family time out.
Yeah.
But we organise it probably just half an hour too early for us to get there on time.
We're going to, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's some Harry Potter themed experience. So
yeah, I actually have no idea what it is, but Harry Potter, you sign me up, mate. Sign me up.
You bringing your wand?
Yeah, always, mate. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. What kind of wand you got?
The Wayne kind.
Oh, 150 incoming.
150. But yes, so that's the reason we're a little bit earlier than normal. It's on us. We just planned this one shit. And we can't let down the better halves because that would cancel all things, the podcast. So beautiful. We have a lot to talk to. Now, obviously, we won't have the 5 o'clock teams today, but there is only 2 games on that Sunday, and hopefully nothing too relevant to keep an eye on there. Before we get talking about the Thursday night game, we got a question here by Timmy.
We do. Timmy.
Coming hot.
Well, Timmy's coming in hot, and he's coming in just a little bit of a warning for you, Mitch, because you might be taking on Tim in Tim's league in the finals, so you better bring your A game, mate.
Next week. Okay.
Tim is killing it.
That's it. I'm trading out just for cash gen this week and just loading up next week.
Lock in. We've got to try and beat. I don't think you're a chance, mate. My money's on Tim.
Probably. Tim. One of us is in the top 1,500 and the other one's in the top 100. So my money's on you too, Tim. But I'm coming good at the end of the season.
You're getting there. You had a bit of a mare last night. Do you want to reveal your just laziness in my opinion?
Look, at the start of the week, I did some quick trades. And I'm at the point of the season now where I'm going, I don't care who my rookie downgrade is. I just want to get someone in who's going to give me enough cash to make the upgrade that I want. I still want them to be a playing player. And I was going to get in Flynn Young. And he obviously was coming off the back of, what did he score, 55 last week, 255K, forward line, yep, you'll do. But left it there all week. Just stopped thinking about it. You know, recorded our podcast, did our Wednesday night Q&A. And last night, had a bit going on. Just totally forgot to review that. And because I knew I had no one coming into my side as a premium last night, I just didn't think about it. And I forgot that he plays for Carlton.
This to
and
me.
And they've already played. So now he's a red dot there. I can't even loop him. And not only is he a red dot that I can't loop, I paid an extra 25K for that red dot that I can't loop.
This to me is the height of your arrogance. You just said, you know what? I'm going to bring in red dots that are, you know, 25K more expensive. Just to
can't loop.
Yeah, just because
no DPP.
Horrific from you. Absolutely so, horrific.
So if I fuck up a trade in the next 5 weeks by less than
it will happen.
Less than 25K,
yeah.
I'll be very upset with myself because that was totally avoidable. But yeah, anyway, that's just me fucking things up to finish the year. Nothing new to see here.
So in addition to that, last night, a few things going on. Not hugely fantasy relevant, but Meek.
Yeah, he was small. He was small. Mm. He was okay last week, but this was always the concern for both you and I that he had tough runs coming out. So I think we did express that we wanted to trade him out. Hopefully you did. The other player that I was also very keen to trade out, especially with his retirement coming up, was Doherty. And there was a little bit of talk about, you know, the retirement game, the send-off game, and that didn't really happen. What did he score, like 75 or something in the end? Did you end up trading him? Is he one of your trade-outs?
Doherty, yeah, Doherty? I ended up moving him. Did you see the 40-point third quarter?
Oh, so he saved it to a 70.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch this game, but yeah, shout out to the Doc. Shout out to the Doc. Great career, and bit sad to see him hanging it up. But probably the only decent trade in last night was maybe a Dylan Moore. Scored a 99. I also saw that Hewitt had a 116. I swear I was looking at those scores, and I thought I saw him at 116 with like 15 minutes to go.
He may well have been.
And might have just stopped, but correct me if I'm wrong in there.
If you bought in Dylan Moore as an additional forward in your team, if you were in a great position, are you taking that as maybe a loop option?
As a 23rd, yes, I think I would. A 99 in the forward line is, yeah, that's going to get it done for me. I think I'd be taking 85 plus. I'd probably even consider an 80 plus. So yes, I think I would take that over a lot of my other forwards.
Yeah. You're reading it wrong, mate. Hewitt went all right in the last quarter, so...
Okay, maybe I'm just seeing things and being delirious. Tim follows up by asking if we've seen the Timbercat League, and yes, we have. I'm following along. I've got it right up here in front of me, so we're following that along. And he also asks, is it okay to go Merritt to Jack Steele next week, or McKercher to Zorko? Now, I am pretty keen with Steele. His run to the finish of the season is probably the best in the competition.
Yeah.
Merit to trade out. Is that something we tick off, or would you rather get rid of McKercher to Zorks?
McKercher to me, McKercher I feel as though is a chance. He's not going to score in line with the top six defenders, but if he's not tagged, I think he's able to get pretty close. Merit has just been so past, and it's not the role has come good, but it's just the fact that Essendon are so horrific.
So bad.
It's not like it gets easier this week or tonight, should I say, against the Dogs.
Yeah.
And I think Jack Steele is absolutely killing it. I think maybe it's a little bit old school, it's a bit vanilla to still say McKercher to Zorko. Merritt is capable. Like, it's Zach Merritt, isn't it?
It is Zach Merritt at the end of the day, and Geelong have been a bit hot and cold when it comes to matchups, and St Kilda similarly. They're teams that may tag or might not. Like, it's not a guarantee. It's not a Sydney. But Sydney is next week. So that might be the concern. So I think it's a luxurious move. I do think McKercher, he's not a top six defender, though. And I think you're more guaranteed to get a points rise on that side. So, Tim, I'd probably go the McKercher to Zorko trade as well. And just cross your fingers that Essendon is so bad that Sydney don't bother to tag.
Continuing just quickly with last night's game, Adam Chera, it's probably just me that still owns Adam Chera.
It
was going well for a little bit there, but I think he's back to Chera V1. He just is what he probably was at the start of the year.
Yeah, he's someone that probably needs to go, not a top 8 mid. So yeah, that's probably a trade booked in for you next week. And not too much else.
O'Farrell.
That Farrell. 103 after after he had 37 points the week before. So it's just one out of the blue, but...
Make some cash. Wrong time of the year, Harry.
He's over 300K, so I think we're looking for cheaper.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate. What about just more general team reactions? What do we see?
So Rosie's in. Rosie is in. I think that was the big one we were waiting and watching for. Is he someone, if you held last week with other injury news, do you just back him in now that he's in there?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is too. Prior to him being injured, he was averaging 108. And that to me is a lock for the defense as a top six. So I think you just cross your fingers. It's a hand injury. It's not a hamstring. It's not a soft tissue. It's not even a shoulder that you use to tackle a lot. So hopefully it's not going to impact him too much and he's not going to need to be rested. So to me, that is the way I would go about it and just hold on to him.
Is there any chance that he's laid out? So final fitness, has he passed that final fitness trial? Is that yet to come?
When do they play? I'll have to have a look.
They're not until... they're part of that horrific scheduling on the Saturday night. So
yes,
I'd imagine that by this point, he's gone and passed that. I'm confident.
I think so. It would have been today as the captain's run. I think he'll be there. Goldstein, he's back in, and Vicentini is out. And that's important because when we talk about the big boys later, Goldstein is still an easy matchup. Don't get me wrong. But Vicentini was probably the easiest matchup going around for rucks. So at least they're still going with the solo ruck, which I think is positive. But he's named back in after a rest. And Archer May is out tonight, who was potentially our cover in the forward line. So because I fucked up my downgrade, I have now zero cover in my forward line. So any Bailey Smith laid outs or anything like that, and I'm copping donuts.
Yeah, I think a few people will be right there in that boat.
Yes.
Goldstein is a bazillion years old.
He's a dinosaur.
Tim English should run this guy absolutely ragged tonight. And I'm going to put the VC on Timbo.
Hey, Luke, why can't dinosaurs clap?
I don't know, Mitch.
Because they're dead.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. No, that wasn't as good as I was expecting.
Going on to some other news. Where was I? Heathy is still in there for St Kilda. So this is annoying. This is annoying for people who traded in Roel Marshall. Good for us legends who traded Roel Marshall to... Who did we trade to? Sherry.
What a move.
But he also comes up against Max Gawn. It's a very tricky one to figure out. So I think... if you don't have other like obvious trade outs, like if you know, if your worst player is someone like a Zach Merritt, as Tim was sort of talking about, trading a Roel Marshall to one of what I'm calling the big three in Grundy, Gawn, Tim English, I think trading him to one of those three, I think would be a decent move, especially for this week. And if, because he versus North Melbourne next week with no Sherry still, if Heath is not there next week, we could actually be trading him back in. Now, if you had other players like Clayton Oliver, or you've still got a Horn Francis, or like a Miles Bergman, or some of these guys that are a bit of higher trade-out priority, I'm okay holding Marshall, just crossing my fingers, because you know he's got good matchups after that. But it is, I think, a decent luxury move to trade him out with Heath still there and the matchup against Max.
Agreed. Now, in addition to all that, we've got, I guess, a little bit of rookie stuff going on as well. So you mentioned
all the rookies gone.
Yeah, you mentioned Archer May, but Ralston's gone. Lohman is out injured. And then Liddy.
He might be on some people's fields, potentially, from last week.
Yeah, this could force a few people's hands, I think. A lot of these guys, you know, Ralston, Liddy, Archer May, likely not to be on your field, but it's more of an annoyance than anything
else. It's an annoyance and just the cover. The cover is something that is maybe very thin, and there might be a couple of just blank benches out there. And even though we've got the Ryan lockout, shit can still happen late, and a lot of our trades might be made early. Like a lot of people might have traded out Meek or Doherty or Chera last night. And so you have limited ability to, you know, pivot later on in the week. So, yeah, still important to have that cover. Do as I say and as I do, and don't trade in non-playing red dots.
What a guy, this guy. Okay, I reckon we can get into your favourite segment here a little early, and that might give us a chance to answer a few more questions on the back end as well.
Get me going, Luke. Get me going.
Okay, here we go.
Woo! Monday, it is bounce back week for the big boys. Grundy was good last week, and I was one of the only people that picked him as a captain. but other than that, my big boys, I won't lie, they kind of sucked, Luke. They kind of sucked. The two GRS boys were the best ones with the 110 and 109.
I don't know if you could be trusted anymore, mate. You've fallen off a cliff in this big boy picking.
No. This week, there are so many good captain options. You won't even be able to miss one if you tried. There's so many good matchups. So my top five here will average 130. Guarantee it. So starting at number one. Now, how do you not have this guy at number one? There's one reason I can think of, but I'm not getting spooked. He's coming off 160 points. He is playing Richmond, the easiest matchup all season that don't tag.
Yeah, they suck, yeah.
They do suck. He is going for a Brownlow. This guy is not going to ease up. He is trying to win a Brownlow. Nick Dacos is on fire.
Yeah.
He's the best player in the game. How is he not anyone's not number one? He has to be a lock for your number one captain and the player that I would be keen to roll into. The only small flag is that Collingwood beat up on Richmond so bad, he gets rested. But I think my Brownlow point supersedes that. And there are a lot of other older players in Collingwood, because there are a lot of old players in Collingwood that will get rested before a young, fit Nick Dacos.
I would hope so. You're discounting the fact that the Mighty Tigers are on a win streak.
No.
Got a bit excited there, mate. Your mic popped up. I think that
I was
maybe
just talking about your number one captain and just, you know, visual representation of what's going on under the desk.
Very up and about. So I think that maybe.
Was there no music again?
Let's get the dub. No music.
Oh, why is there no music? We can hear it. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
This happened the other day.
It doesn't matter if we could hear it. It'd be nice if they could hear it.
Yeah, shit. Well, that would have been awkward. 5 seconds.
just us going like this. A little bit of these ones.
Oh, dude.
We're going to have to do some more a cappella gear.
Yeah, okay. Mm. What were you saying before I wasn't listening?
I was just saying Tigers for the dub.
Yeah, cool.
Who's numero two?
Number two is Maximus Gornius. He's going to be back this week. We had the tough run, and we all knew, and this is why we were recommending trade out of Max Gorn 4 weeks ago, because he had the red run. That is over. He has now got green in his next four. The number one easiest matchup for Ruckman in the last five is St. Kilda. They give up the most points to Rucks. And I think Max, this is the game where he had the fitness test last year.
Oh,
do you remember this?
I do.
Had the late fitness test.
Yeah, yeah.
And dominated Rowan Marshall. So he could very, very close be the number one option. Doesn't quite have the form, but I think he's playing healthy. He's playing well. He's just had a couple of hard matchups leading into this one. So I am very confident to go into Max Gorn as a captain. Now, they play at the same time because of this scheduling. Well, not the same time, but an hour later than Nick Dacos. So you can't VC two into one or one into two. You can't do that. So you have to pick between one of those two. Number three is tonight, and that is, well, three and four tonight, Tim English at three, and Bontempelli at four. Now, there is a world where I have them in this order, but I could see an argument for having Bont as a vice-captain with a higher ceiling than what we've seen from Tim English. The concern for me and why I probably won't go that way is Bont likes it a bit tougher, I reckon, and he strikes me as a guy that might just cruise around in second or third gear in this game.
I think so. I think there's a chance he moves forward. If he kicks goals, it's not the worst thing in the world, but I definitely think that he...
Because we saw that in the GWS game last week, hey?
Yeah, and the thing about going English is your ruckman has no choice. He's going to be around it. And I just hope that Tim is going to dominate Big Goldie. But it's a VC. So
it's a VC.
You can, if you have a preference,
I mean,
either
Briggs,
way.
Briggs had 83 last week, and that's like 30 over his average because he's been terrible. And he still doesn't play time on ground. Like, what was that? 83 in 58% tog. And he got an 83.
Tim's going 160.
Now, that was Vicentini. We have to remember that, but he dominated. It was a bloodbath in the ruck. So that's why I'm going English at number three, Bont number four. And number five, he's a bit farther down. Brody Grundy sneaks into the top five. He also has a decent matchup. It's probably not as positive as Gorn and English is, but he's obviously been the number one ruck for the last like 11 rounds. He's had a few 130s. I don't think he's had a 140 plus this season. So he's been consistently right up there.
Yeah.
And I'm just fact checking myself. Yeah. So his highest score on the season is a 137.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Which, don't get me wrong, is big. Mm. But it's not a captain when I've got these other great options. It's not a captain that I'm scared to miss out on. So, famous last words. But yeah. He does slip into number five because I think he might be one of the safest options, I think, going around, obviously, week to week.
Well played, mate. Well played. It would have been nice to have some music, but yeah, it's the big boys. We can still get around it.
Big boy.
You were on a roll there. I didn't want to interrupt your segment, but Tim is playing chess, not checkers as well. He's thinking about what you're doing.
Tim, you just mind what you're doing over there,
mate. He's over at Mitchmond. He's concerned about what's going on over there, so he might be bringing in Steel to match you.
Well, I am. I'm nothing but transparent. I am getting Jack Steel this week. So your move, Tim. Your move.
Okay, it's spicy takes. I'm going to sing it because if we got no sound grab, we may as well get a little bit of a cappella Rogerson. So, right. You ready? Ole, 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 feel it hot, hot, hot. I'll give you a little bit of these ones, a little bit of cleavage.
Oh, we're going to get banned.
A bit of Cleve Hughes. Oh, yeah.
We didn't make everyone sign in that they were 18 plus, mate, that was definitely R-rated over there.
Put the explicit tag on this one. You want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, I will go first. And I've decided that my spicy takes are for the people. They're not selfish anymore. I've changed. But I'm gonna tip an upset win and a big game from one Zach Butters. So I'm going to say Port Adelaide in the showdown, get up. Mm. They're currently paying something fucking ridiculous.
$5.30.
Yeah, $5.30. I think in a showdown, I think that is disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that there might even be a little bit of Ken's last showdown and Butters action 140 plus.
Okay, I can get around that.
Heard it here first.
I mean, he had the tag last week and going to be a bit more freedom this week and a big game. So, yeah, I like it.
Okay.
All right. The Maracas are yours, my friend. I'm going with another classic season long, but we might actually remember it now because there's only 5 weeks left. And everyone's talking about Brody Grundy. Brody Grundy's this. Brody Grundy that. He's the best. He's the ruck pig. He's averaging 125. Blah, blah, blah. Max Gorn, highest averaging ruckman for the season. From now until the end of the season. Actually, no, not even that. For the entire season, when the season is all said and done, we're going to look back and we're going to see the number one ruck for the year was Tim English. He was the guy all along. Ooh. He's currently the second highest averaging ruck behind Max Gorn, so he needs to perform better than Max Gorn in the next 5 rounds to win that title. So he's averaging 109. Grundy is averaging 106 for the season, and Gorn is averaging 111. But Tim English is going to close out the season strong, and we're going to look back and go, Timmy Time was the pick. He was the guy.
I'm all for it, mate. Yep. I'm on board that pick. And we've got to start keeping you accountable to these season-long picks because I know your game. And you just want everyone to forget your shit picks.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to remember the fact that I said that Tom DeConing was going to average 110 this season.
That was unimpressive, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bit of a swing and a miss there.
Yeah, where the fuck is Tom DeConing gone? Jesus Christ, don't be paying that, man.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Don't be paying rucks, full stop. No ruck is worth 1.7.
Oh, there's Big Max. He's pretty fucking good.
I stand by it. No ruck's worth 1.7. Like, how much? And Max is good. Don't get me wrong. But no ruck can change the game like that.
Oh, I reckon that could be a shit take.
1.7. I don't know.
I'll say they're fewer in number than perhaps gun midfielders. But I think that there are some that can.
Yeah.
Let's answer some questions.
Let's do it.
Pop them in the chat, guys. We've got a little bit of time here at the end.
Scroll down there for me, Luke.
We'll get some questions.
Yeah. Okay, so.
What do you got for me?
Question. Well, Quade's here just asks, is the Bundy all gone? So.
Do you still have the Bundy?
Yeah, it's downstairs. Yeah. Maybe we crack it open on the last live show of the year.
It'd be a good celebration. Last live show of the year. There you go, Quade.
Yes.
I guarantee you it won't be gone by then. Because I won't be drinking it.
Yeah, I don't think we've touched it since. Okay, so Tom asks Jason Horn Francis and Johnson to Nasir Wanganeen Millera and a rookie, or Horn Francis and Rosie to Whitfield and Bont. I'm probably the first one here.
Yeah, I'm holding Rosie now that he's been named. And
Whitfield, he's versing Sydney this week. Yeah. I think he's walking into a tag.
Yeah, I think he is too. And that's why it sickens me that I'm just still trading him in. But I'm a sick puppy. I'm a naughty boy.
Why are you doing that?
I'm a naughty
boy.
Oh,
you can't afford Sinclair,
I can't do anything. I can't do anything good. And so I'm gonna duck when everyone else is dipping and duck, dive.
Duck, dive, dip and
dodge.
And duck.
Quack. So yes, but I agree with that. So I'll go Wang. Get a bit of Wang in your life here.
Yeah.
Eskimo is in the chat. Eskimo's killing it this year as well. Eskimo says Bergman to Gorn and Clark to Mentha. Banking 200k to get a 23rd next week, or is it Berg to Gorn and Rosie to Whitfield?
No, it's not the second one. I think going Rosie to Whitfield, you might be a points downgrade.
So in this particular instance, you prefer just bank a bit of cash?
I think I would, because I actually think the other option, yeah, you're just losing points and not getting cash. So yeah, I'd probably just do that.
Yeah. I'm Mito here says, lads, would you do Rosie to Wang and then Kirch to Holmes, or would you go Daniel to English via DPP?
Oh, Daniel to English seems like a big upgrade.
I like that. If it means you're holding Rosie as well... I can understand the logic behind it, but if Rosie's named and he's not the starting sub, what would be the point in naming him underdone? Like, Port Carmack finals.
It's a hand injury. It's not... We're fine. I think we're good.
I think so. I tend to think so as well, especially with the history that Port have had with Connor Rosie, see above, last year. Mm. Like, if he is a chance of re-injuring, I just don't see them playing him.
Caleb Daniel hasn't turned up since round 3. Tim English turns up every week. And I just told you, he's going to be the number one averaging ruck for the season. So
he just mozzed the shit out of it.
No. He's above Mozzes, old llama.
Clips here says, would you upgrade McKercher or would you get a seventh forward?
This is a good question. It really does depend who Kirch is going to. So I like to talk about like the locks as the top 6 and top 8s.
Yeah.
So if you're going from a Kirchner to a lock, that is Wang, that is Whitfield.
But would you trade him to Whitfield this week?
No, I wouldn't do it Whitfield this week.
Yeah.
No. So if it's to Wang, then no, I'd do the McKercher upgrade.
And
if it's to a midfielder, if it's to Dacos or Bont or who else we got? Brayshaw, who's versus West Coast this week, like those kind of guys, then yes. But outside of those top dogs, and not just Bulldogs, I probably would just go for the next premium, the seventh forward.
The seventh forward as well, Clips. Keep in mind, Dylan Moore was one that we endorsed on our Patreon podcast on Wednesday. Obviously, he's played Darcy
tonight.
Tonight is, I think, an option. Outside of that, there's no one I'm super high on as the seventh forward.
Yeah, you want guys with big upside and high ceiling, and I think Darcy against Essendon this round could do that.
Okay. Tim reckons that I'm in fifth spot there on the Tim Cass ladder.
Idiot. There's another Luke. The tactical sub YT.
Oh, I was going to say, if I'm in fifth spot, then there's only
YouTube,
five.
I think it's a YouTube channel, so shout out to them.
Well, I was going to say, if I'm in fifth spot, then fifth must be the last spot.
Five out of five.
It must be.
No, fifth overall, as in the competition.
Ooh, buddy.
He's leading the comp. So, Tim, who is top 100, is not even the highest ranked coach in the league. So it's tough competition over there. I'm in third. So obviously right behind those guys.
Yeah. Just a whisker behind.
Just
them.
A little bit behind.
Sean's got his finger on the pulse here. Jack Steele named in St Kilda's side this evening, despite an apparent shoulder concern. Just to make your life a little bit
Jack
difficult.
Steele.
This is what Sean in the chat is. I reckon you jump on the Twitter sphere.
Where am I reading this? Where am I reading this?
Up a little bit, mate.
Yeah, scroll up.
Okay, sorry.
Because you're making me nervous.
We found something you're interested in.
Yeah, Jack Steele will be named in St Kilda's side this evening despite an apparent shot. What? Okay, hold on. This has escaped my...
Okay, I'll answer George's question here. Trey Petrarca or Warner need to get Jackson back into my forward line. So a little bit of DPP action here.
Okay,
so
this has come from Goat Fantasy 7 minutes ago. And we know that that's a good source.
Petrarca or Warner this week? Look, I feel like Petrarca's been so stinky that he's got to go, but Chad Warner does have the tougher of the two matchups this week. I think I'm still getting rid of Petrarca. He's been absolutely stinking it up, and I'll go with Warner. Sydney are going all right recently for that question.
Apparently, according to Skunky Fantasy Takes...
Skunky.
So he has an inner sanctum mate and says that he won't be playing. So that's top of the line sourcing right there. Reliable as ever.
Ooh.
Take it with a grain of salt. But it is not ideal when there's an apparent shoulder concern and Steele gets a lot of his points from tackling.
And he has shoulders.
He does have shoulders.
Two of them. Yeah. This is fun. Okay, let's get a few more questions in because it's not just all about you.
No,
Mitch.
It is. It is all about me. So I think that does make me question that. So anyway, move on.
Well, let's go with Mitchell. Mitchell asks, am I crazy for going Daniel to Tickle? Gets me Grundy from Nuke.
Yes, you are crazy. It's round 20. It's round 20. I don't think we can muck around with these speculative plays.
But Tickle, the forward line is so fucking shit.
No, and it's not that shit.
It is that shit because he's playing number one ruck. I've often said that you would
Did
almost...
Did you see how many hitouts he got as a number one ruck?
I see,
sole number one ruck?
I'm a glass half full guy. And I say that he is not going to get that fewer hitouts this week.
Okay, he might get 12 hitouts.
I think this could be a thing because... The forwards are so shit. Like, we've been fucking happy with mediocrity City Caleb Daniel for the last little bit.
We're not happy with it. We're not unhappy enough to move him out.
Which implies acceptance. It's disgusting. I think that as the sole ruckman for any team, you can fall off.
A great run, by the way. He actually has a great run.
I'm telling you, you could have your shoelaces tied together and score 80 points as the number one ruck in any team.
No, I can't tick it off. I can't tick it off. It is, look, as an F7 loop, sure. You can do it as an F7 loop, but not as an on-field option that you're relying on.
Yeah, I've been seeing him so well this year, Mitchell, so go with me. Okay, pick a question out for me, Mitchell.
Okay. Trade Petrarca or Warner? Now, I'm not sure. Is this a trade in or trade out?
I already answered this question.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I was panicking. What did you say?
I said Didge Petrarca.
Yeah,
Petrarca. So,
Warner's fine. Warner's actually good. I'd almost trade him in. Steele or Dunkley? Now, I was Steele, but I might flip now.
Oh.
This time of year, luxury trade season, it makes me do crazy things, but...
How late can you make this move?
You can't be trading in someone who's got a little niggle.
Okay.
Everyone needs to be tip-top.
Very troublesome because St Kilda are the last game of the round. So you have absolutely nowhere to go.
When do Brisbane play? They play Saturday 1:20. So first game on Saturday. Is there anyone tonight? So Bont. Okay. If you didn't have Bont, I would make that switch and I'd get Bont in over Steele. Dunkley is probably further down. So I think anyone tonight, it's Bont.
Matty Rao, baby.
Matty Rao.
If you've got an extra 15K laying around.
Extra 15K. Oh, he's actually that expensive, isn't he?
Matt Rao is your man. Stop disrespecting the card muncher.
Yeah, I am disrespecting him. For sure. This could be the beginning of a breakout season. We've also got a report that Max Heath is out omitted.
Oh!
Says David Clark. And he's right.
We are back in business.
So if you had a Marshall trade out, I might Uno reverse that one. Because after this week, it is a serious run of fixtures.
When he's the solo rock, it doesn't matter if this week's tough. It's Ron Marshall.
Interesting that they've done that in the Max Gorn matchup, that they were happy to do that with the other matchups, but not this one. Interesting. And guess who else is omitted? Mason Cox.
Oh, Cox pulls out.
Cox is out. Not back in, but out. So that's good for my boy, Darcy Cameron. So a couple of ruck news on the 5 o'clock teams. So lots of things spicing this round up, I think. Am I freaking out over Steele? Is that unwarranted?
It could ruin you because you have no cover. Am I right in saying that?
I have cover in the midfield, I'm not trading someone in, thinking, oh yeah, I've got cover. It's fine. Like if he was already in my side,
If there's any whispers, you have to move off it, don't you?
Because
you have to.
I'm trading him in. He's not just in my side already. No, I'm trading him in. So
no, I get you have to move to Raoul. I get you.
Raoul. So are you Raoul or Dunkley?
Raoul.
I'm Dunkley. Dunkley has Gold Coast this week. One of the easiest to tackle teams in the competition. Key clash.
You told me that when they played Collingwood.
And there were lots of tackles in that game. Did you see the tackle count? Dacos just didn't get amongst it.
Mate, makes me sick. I hate you.
Here's another question for you. Does Dunkley run alongside Raoul or Anderson as a bit of a defensive role? I think he could go to Raoul.
Yeah, it's weird because he's more of a kind of stoppage negator, isn't he? And then you would say that Raoul probably does his best work at the stoppage. But what Raoul does, can you stop it?
I mean, Dunkley might be out. If anyone can, Dunkley could at least make it harder.
Could quell
the influence.
Yeah, a little bit of quelling. Well, this part of the show is not actually about us just answering your questions.
Yeah, sorry. There's a few things going on. All right, let's give me two more questions here, and then we'll wrap it up and let people.
Okay. I want to keep pounding the pavement with Teakle. So let's go to Lockie's question. Oh. Hey, legends, doing Dr. Dunks and Rouston to Teakle and using a loop. Tick it off.
Yes, I'll tick that one off because
you got some cash.
It's a loop issue. It's a loop thing, and you're still getting a good upgrade from Dr. Dunks.
Teakle, okay. Let's go, Teakle. And it looks like we have to finish on Big Timmy because he's snuck in with another super chat.
He's flip-flopping like I am.
We always do appreciate your super chats, Tim. He says, do I do Marshall? Don't do him, but if you want to trade him in. Oh, no, you want to trade him out. Do I do Marshall to Grundy or McKercher to Zorko or Merritt to Steele?
I think McKercher to Zorko is probably the best play. I think there will be a decent gap between Grundy and Marshall this round.
But now that Max Heath is out, you're not doing that.
But I think that will even up next round when Marshall goes 160 against North Melbourne. Mm. Oh, he's going to dominate North Melbourne. North Melbourne, no Sherry.
Yeah, it'll be big with no Heath as well.
Grundy has 62 hitouts against them. Marshall doesn't even fucking need hitouts to go big. Imagine you add 45 to 50 hitouts to Roma Marshall. No. That's a nasty score.
I get you.
So I don't think I'd be trading out Marshall now with Teakle out of the side. I know it's Max Gorn and he might not go massive this round, but I think if you take a 2 week sample size, he will have a great 2 round average.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll call it there.
We'll call it there. We're going to go and enjoy a little bit of Harry Potter. You going to dress up?
Yeah, I'm dressed up.
Wear your cloak.
My cloak, yeah. Get my scar drawn on my forehead and
yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite
glasses?
What's your favorite spell?
Oh, I don't know.
Mine's Erecto Leviosa.
Erecto Patronus, Ellie says from the distance.
Stole my gear.
No, she said it better. So we're going to call there, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. And apologies again for the late change in time. We'll be back to our normal time next round. Hopefully, the big boys are back this round and your team can continue to climb that ladder as we get close to the end of the season. 5 rounds to go. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.